Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Is God's grace something that just comes into our lives out of the blue? Or is there some way we can experience it more often, even reliably? That's what we're looking at on Morning Prayer this week. One Bible character whose story provides some insights is Joseph. Many folks remember him as the fellow with a coat of many colors. His life wasn't what any of us would call easy. First off, he was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Then he was falsely accused of attempted rape and thrown into prison. And then a fellow who promised to help him forgot all about him. But finally, Joseph's skill as an interpreter of dreams got the Egyptian king's attention, with the end result that Joseph was put in charge of the government and kept Egypt and other countries fed during a famine. Through all his hardships, Joseph knew he had God's grace. Other people recognized it too. His master when he was a slave, for instance, and the prison warden. They saw, as the Bible puts it, that the Lord was with him. And when he was called to interpret the king's dream, he said God, not he himself, would provide the interpretation. So, how did Joseph integrate God's grace into his life? It appears from the Bible that Joseph's steadfast desire to do God's will and his conviction that he did indeed have God's grace were major factors. May we all follow God's will and realize that we too can have his grace all the time. Amen.